This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. is announcing more sanctions on Russia after what President Biden called Vladimir Putin's fraudulent attempt to annex Ukrainian territory. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The sanctions target more than 1,000 people and firms connected to the invasion, including Russian lawmakers, financial and military infrastructure leaders, and others. The announcement came after Putin signed treaties absorbing parts of Ukraine into Russia, which President Biden says shows contempt for peaceful nations everywhere. While he insists the U.S. will not honor Russia's claims, Putin's pledging to protect the areas using all available means. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A revived Hurricane Ian threatened coastal South Carolina and the historic city of Charleston with severe flooding Friday after the storm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. At a news conference Friday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said the state is in the middle of the storm right now.
The water is backing up because it can't get out behind the beaches and behind the creeks. But this is not as bad as it could have been. A lot of prayers have been answered, but I would ask people, don't quit yet, because it's still coming.
Ian left a broad swath of destruction after it came ashore on Wednesday on Florida's Gulf Coast as one of the strongest storms ever to hit the United States. At least 7 people were confirmed dead in the state. That number's likely to increase as officials confirm more deaths and continue searching for people. We'll keep you updated on that story and all the stories we cover at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amnesty International says leaked government documents show that Iran ordered its security forces to confront anti-government demonstrations. Amnesty said Friday that security forces have killed at least 52 people since protests over the death of a woman detained by the morality police began nearly 2 weeks ago. It says they've fired live ammunition into crowds, beaten protesters with batons, and groped female protesters who removed their headscarves to protest the treatment of women by Iran's theocracy. The death in custody of a woman who was detained for allegedly wearing the mandatory Islamic headscarf too loosely has triggered an outpouring of anger at Iran's ruling clerics. Heavy gunfire rang out from the main military camp and some residential areas of Burkina Faso's capital on Friday, and a large blast was heard near the presidential palace, this according to Reuters news agency. Soldiers took up positions along the avenue leading to the presidency and blocked access to administrative buildings and the National Television Center, which had stopped broadcasting. A government spokesman could not be reached. It wasn't clear yet if this was a coup attempt, but it bore the hallmarks of other power grabs that have swept across West and Central Africa over the past 2 years. A powerful suicide bomb explosion ripped through a packed classroom in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Friday, killing at least 19 students and injuring 27 others. Khalid Zadran, a Kabul police spokesman, confirmed the casualties to VOA. He said Taliban security forces had reached the area and an investigation is underway. Survivors told local media there were 400 boys and girls taking a mock university entrance exam when the bomber hit them. They said the bomber blew himself up near the girls' section. No one has taken responsibility yet for the bombing. Nobel Prizes will soon be announced as the world seems a lot more troubled than just a year ago. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
This year's Nobel Prize season approaches starting next Monday, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has shattered decades of almost uninterrupted peace in Europe and raised the risks of a nuclear disaster. The famously secretive Nobel Committee never leaks or hints who will win its prizes for medicine, physics, chemistry, literature, economics, or peace. But there's no lack of causes this year deserving the spotlight that comes with winning the world's most prestigious prizes, such as the war in Ukraine, disruptions to energy supplies, the climate crisis, and the ongoing fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Our top story, once again, the U.S. is announcing more sanctions on Russia after what President Biden called Putin's fraudulent attempt to annex more Ukrainian territory. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.